With the election fast approaching, we're doing a special podcast edition of Political Rewind just to help you all understand a little bit better a story that broke over the weekend in which Brian Kemp, as Secretary of State, revealed through his office that he had launched an investigation, possibly a criminal investigation, as to whether the state Democratic Party tried to breach voter records. The Democratic Party has adamantly denied having done this and accused Kemp of pulling a last-minute political stunt. It's a very complicated story, but fortunately, Stephen Fowler, who is has done a great job as our political reporter here at GPB Radio throughout this election season, has been working with ProPublica, the nonprofit news organization, to get to the bottom of all this. Thank you for joining us. Let's try to walk our people through this, Stephen.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
So can we start with the accusation itself? The Secretary of State's office issued a news release on Sunday in which they said, as I pointed out already, they were investigating whether or not the state Democratic Party tried to break into the voter rolls. And the Secretary of State's office says, by the way, they didn't succeed. Have I got it right so far?
Right. So the Secretary of State's office says that they had evidence that the Democratic Party of Georgia was involved in some sort of attempt to access the My Voter page and the state's voter registration system. And that was the first really anyone had heard about it. But then this site, whowhatwhy.org, they're also like an investigative outlet site, published a story saying that there were these huge vulnerabilities with the My Voter page and the voter registration system, and that security researchers had found these vulnerabilities and shared them with the Georgia Democratic Party.
So let's walk through this. There are tremendous political implications to this story, but our job here ought to be to try to march through the timeline of exactly what happened. It starts with someone named Richard Wright.
Correct. Richard Wright, we don't know more about who Richard Wright is other than he is a person and he exists, put together some sort of script or code exploiting or that could exploit vulnerabilities with the state system. He had concerns, and he reached out to the lawyer, one of the lawyers in the paper ballots lawsuit, trying to move Georgia's election system to paper ballots. That lawyer then sent—
What was that lawyer's name?
That lawyer is David Cross, who represents the Curling plaintiffs in Curling v. Kemp, which is the paper ballots lawsuit. So David Cross sees this information and sends emails to the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security and the state's lawyer in the paper ballots case saying, hey, we don't know what this is. It's kind of vague, but it's concerning, so we want to pass it along. At the same time, Richard Wright also reaches out to the Democratic Party of Georgia's voter protection hotline and emails a volunteer there with what he's found. So he sends the email to someone named Rachel Small, who was a volunteer with the Georgia Democratic Party of Georgia. And Rachel Small sends that to Sarah Tendel-Gazal, who is the head of the voter protection efforts for the Democratic Party. So there's two different pathways happening at the same time with this information. So the Secretary of State's office is made aware of Richard Wright through this lawyer, David Cross, and what they say is that there were some questions about absentee ballot files, whether they should be or shouldn't be visible. So the Secretary of State's office says, Richard Wright, we knew about him, but it wasn't the severe allegations. Separately, that email to Sarah Gazal and the Democratic Party was given to the Secretary of State's office. So they see this email that says, here's the vulnerabilities with this website. We're going to do A, B, and C to be able to exploit it. And that's when they say they open up the investigation because to them, they see this script and in possession of the Democratic Party of Georgia. And the Secretary of State's office said that either it looked like something had happened or something could happen because of the way that script was written and because of the detail it talked about on the website.
At this point, we have no idea whether the script that started with Richard Wright and ended up in the hands of David Cross and also the state Democratic Party, whether there was any attempt at all to activate that script and enter the Georgia voter rolls.
So the Secretary of State's office says that there was no evidence anything was changed and that there was no vulnerability in the system.
But let me stop you from it. Do they believe that an effort was made to use the script and that the system defended against it?
Well, they have no way of knowing, which is the investigation part of things. Now, working with ProPublica, ProPublica actually found that part of the website that was mentioned in this vulnerability, it was like a roadmap of the website where you can see how things were. They found that part of this roadmap, you could see secure files, and there was a download function capability. Now, ProPublica did not download those files because that would be illegal, but they went back this morning and they went back later Sunday night and found that that part of the roadmap was no longer there. So these vulnerabilities and holes that were there had been patched, but the Secretary of State's office didn't acknowledge these holes existed. So there's a conundrum.
The Secretary of State's office from the beginning has made the point that they were aware that there may have been an effort to breach the voter rolls. But they very quickly, in the same news release they put out, said, nothing happened. No records were changed. As you point out, there's no way they could know that immediately without an investigation. They did undertake the investigation, but they went out of their way to assure voters of Georgia that nothing had happened.
Well, really, it's a complicated situation. On the one hand, the Secretary of State's office is trying to assure Georgians that there's no problem with the system, nothing has been hacked and changed and everything like that. But at the same time, they're accusing the Democratic Party of Georgia, who is, you know, running an operation against Republican Secretary of State for governor and other races, they're accusing the Democratic Party of Georgia of trying to get things. So it seems like it's a way of trying to have your cake and eat it too. So they're saying that there's nothing wrong with the system, but that the Democrats were trying to make something wrong. And so that coupled with the timing of it being the final weekend of the election just makes all of this a big, confusing mess.
Where does it stand today? Let me go back. You said that ProPublica has found that there is a vulnerability in the system. Now, it is my understanding that it is legal under some circumstances to test a government website for vulnerabilities. There was an effort made in the last legislature to make that illegal, but Nathan Deal vetoed that bill. So someone can test the system if their motives are pure?
Well, in this case, ProPublica, what they're saying is they didn't download it, and when they went back to try and download it,
It was gone.
So what security holes were there are no longer there. But to your point about trying to test things and or so-called white hat hacking because it's supposed to be beneficial, that bill was vetoed because there were concerns that people like nonprofit news outlets or helpful security researchers could be prosecuted for trying to say, hey, there's this problem, you guys should fix it. So it's a little bit, you know, it's a little bit – the way the Secretary of State's office has done this is a little bit like shooting first, asking questions later, and then trying to prosecute the Democrats for trying to get their wounds taken care of.
To the best of your knowledge, has the Secretary of State's office in the past put out news releases when there was some effort or they believed there was an effort to breach the Georgia voter records? Because – I'm not aware of it. When the major breach happened at Kennesaw State, they didn't put a release out on their own. It was brought to their attention, and they had no choice but to talk about it.
Well, so what happened here is the Secretary of State's office says that there are thousands of attempts from all over the world trying to scrape and ping and get access to every part of the system, every single day that we don't hear about, that nothing ends up happening about. So this is unusual in the fact that it was an alleged attempt that failed that they still sent out the press release out to notify about, which it seems outside of the norm, and it seems outside of different. The Kennesaw State thing, like you mentioned, reporters and other people digging around were the ones that raised the alarm about it and asked the Secretary of State's office for comment. And so typically you don't tout all of the things that don't happen because they don't happen. Or if you say, hey, nobody came in our unlocked side door today, you know, somebody could come in the unlocked side door. From a security perspective, usually they don't say these are the threats that happened, these are how we stopped them, which is why in that release they didn't necessarily release evidence of the Democrats or whoever did this used XYZ method and it failed because somebody could try it again and it works.
Where do things stand as of right now, and what are the next steps?
So it's an open investigation. So the Secretary of State's office is coordinating with the FBI and the GBI and the Department of Homeland Security and other people to investigate this and to see was anything attempted, who did it, where it came from. But the news cycle has already begun, and the damage, so to speak, has already been done. This election is one that people already have had questions about. Will the voting machines be safe and secure? Is this election hackable? Will my vote count? You know, will Brian Kemp, who's the Republican Secretary of State, will his thumb be on the scale of this election? So really, you know, the ultimate loser at the end of the day are the people of Georgia who may be concerned about how this election's run.
Finally, let's just make two points. Number one, the Secretary of State's office, until they complete their investigation, have no way of knowing whether an effort to use this code was made to hack the system, right?
Right.
Second, until an investigation is complete, we have no way of knowing whether it's possible that the Democratic Party did in fact try to, at the very least, test whether there was a hole that could be exploited.
The Democratic Party of Georgia said that it did not do it. The Secretary of State's office has said that the Democratic Party of Georgia has some sort of involvement. That is the extent of what we know. And with these type of cyber attacks and things like that, it takes time to do the forensic review of things. So right now, all we know are the statements that the Secretary of State's office has made and what the Democratic Party of Georgia has made and what my colleagues at ProPublica and I have found, that there were some problems that were quietly replaced.
So, Stephen, thank you for talking with us. Obviously, the political implications beyond your reporting are enormous, and that's something that we're talking about on Political Rewind. If you're interested in that conversation, just go to our website and look for the Monday show in which we'll discuss all of that.